The Proposal. By Mary Ballow. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Proposal by Mary Ballow is a historical romance novel set in Regency England. The story follows the lives of two people, Robert Beaumaris and Anne Jewell, who are both struggling to find their place in society. Robert is a wealthy, titled gentleman who is trying to escape his past and find a way to make a living. And is a young woman who is trying to make her way in the world after being abandoned by her family. The two meet when Robert proposes a marriage of convenience to Anne. He needs a wife to help him secure his inheritance and Anne needs a husband to help her gain respectability. Despite their initial misgivings, the two eventually fall in love and decide to marry. The novel follows the couple as they navigate the complexities of their relationship and the social expectations of the time. Robert and Anne must learn to trust each other and overcome their pasts in order to make their marriage work. Along the way, they discover that love can be found in the most unexpected places. The Proposal is a heartwarming story of two people who find love and happiness in each other despite their differences. It is a story of hope and redemption, and a reminder that love can conquer all. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The Proposal is a story of two people, Hugh Prentice and Annabel Payton, who are both struggling with their own personal issues. Idea summary: Hugh and Annabel are two people who have both experienced difficult times in their lives and are looking for a way to move forward. They find solace in each other and decide to enter into a marriage of convenience. Hugh Prentice and Annabel Payton have both experienced difficult times in their lives. Hugh is a widower who has been struggling to raise his two young children alone, while Annabel is a young woman who has been living in poverty and is desperate to escape her current situation. Despite their differences, they find solace in each other and decide to enter into a marriage of convenience. The two of them soon discover that their marriage is more than just a business arrangement. As they get to know each other better, they find that they have more in common than they initially thought. They both have a deep need for companionship and understanding, and their relationship slowly blossoms into something more. The Proposal is a story of two people who are both struggling with their own personal issues, but find solace in each other. Through their marriage, they are able to find the strength and courage to move forward and create a better life for themselves. Main idea number 2. Annabel is a young woman who has been living in seclusion since her father's death. Idea summary: Annabel has been living a solitary life since her father's death, but she is determined to find a way to make a new life for herself. She meets Hugh and they decide to enter into a marriage of convenience. Annabel is a young woman who has been living in seclusion since her father's death. She has been struggling to make ends meet and has been unable to find a way to make a new life for herself. But when she meets Hugh, a wealthy gentleman, she is presented with an opportunity to start anew. They decide to enter into a marriage of convenience, a union that will benefit them both financially. Annabel is determined to make the most of this arrangement and to make a life for herself that she can be proud of. Hugh is a kind and generous man who is willing to help Annabel in any way he can. He is patient and understanding of her situation and is willing to give her the time and space she needs to adjust to her new life. Together, they embark on a journey of self-discovery and growth, learning to trust each other and to build a life together. Annabel and Hugh's marriage of convenience is a unique one, but it is one that is filled with love and understanding. As they learn to trust each other and to build a life together, they discover that they have more in common than they ever could have imagined. Annabel is finally able to find the happiness and security she has been searching for, and she is determined to make the most of this new life she has created for herself. Main idea number 3. Hugh is a widower who is struggling to raise his two young children. Idea summary: Hugh is a widower who is trying to raise his two children on his own. He meets Annabel and they decide to enter into a marriage of convenience in order to provide stability for his children. Hugh is a widower who is struggling to raise his two young children. He is determined to provide them with a stable home life, but he is finding it difficult to do so on his own. One day, he meets Annabelle, a woman who is also in need of a stable home life. After some discussion, they decide to enter into a marriage of convenience in order to provide stability for his children. The two of them quickly form a bond and begin to care for each other. Annabelle helps Hugh to care for his children and provides them with the love and support they need. Hugh, in turn, provides Annabelle with the security and stability she needs. Together, they create a loving home for Hugh's children and a strong foundation for their own relationship. Main idea number 4. Annabelle and Hugh enter into a marriage of convenience in order to provide stability for their respective families. Idea summary: Annabelle and Hugh enter into a marriage of convenience in order to provide stability for their respective families. They soon discover that their arrangement is more than just a business transaction and they begin to develop feelings for each other. Annabelle and Hugh have both been forced into a marriage of convenience for the sake of their families. Annabelle's father is in financial trouble and Hugh's family is in need of a suitable match for their son. Despite their initial reluctance, they agree to the arrangement and soon find themselves in a marriage of convenience. At first, their relationship is purely businesslike, but as they spend more time together, they begin to develop feelings for each other. Annabelle and Hugh soon realize that their marriage is more than just a transaction and they start to explore the possibility of a real relationship. As their feelings for each other grow, they must decide if they are willing to risk their family's stability for the sake of their own happiness. Will they be able to find a way to make their marriage of convenience work, or will they have to choose between their families and their own hearts? Main idea number 5. Annabelle and Hugh must overcome their own personal issues in order to make their marriage work. Idea summary: Annabelle and Hugh must overcome their own personal issues in order to make their marriage work. They must learn to trust each other and open up about their pasts in order to build a strong foundation for their relationship. Annabelle and Hugh have both experienced pain and heartache in their pasts, and they must learn to trust each other and open up about their experiences in order to make their marriage work. Annabelle must learn to let go of her fear of being hurt again, and Hugh must learn to be vulnerable and honest with his feelings. They must both be willing to work through their issues together, and be patient and understanding with each other. They must also learn to communicate effectively and be willing to compromise in order to resolve any conflicts that arise. By overcoming their own personal issues, Annabelle and Hugh can create a strong and lasting marriage. Main idea number 6. Annabelle and Hugh must also deal with the disapproval of their families and society. Idea summary: Annabelle and Hugh must also deal with the disapproval of their families and society. They must learn to stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. Annabelle and Hugh have a unique challenge to face in their relationship: the disapproval of their families and society. Annabelle is a widow, and Hugh is a marquis, so their marriage is seen as a business transaction rather than a romantic union. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their love is real and that their marriage is more than just a financial arrangement. The couple must face the judgment of their families and society head-on, and they must learn to be strong in the face of criticism. They must learn to trust each other and rely on each other for support, and they must be willing to fight for their relationship. Annabelle and Hugh must prove that their love is genuine and that their marriage is based on more than just money. Main idea number 7. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to trust each other and open up about their pasts in order to build a strong foundation for their relationship. Idea summary: Annabelle and Hugh must learn to trust each other and open up about their pasts in order to build a strong foundation for their relationship. They must also learn to stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to trust each other and open up about their pasts in order to build a strong foundation for their relationship. This means that they must be honest and vulnerable with each other, sharing their fears, hopes, and dreams. They must also learn to be open to criticism and feedback from each other, and be willing to compromise and make changes when necessary. In addition, they must learn to stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. This means that they must be willing to fight for what they believe in and stand up for each other when needed. Finally, they must learn to forgive each other and move on from past mistakes in order to create a strong and lasting bond. Main idea number 8. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to navigate the complexities of their relationship in order to make it work. Idea summary: Annabelle and Hugh must learn to navigate the complexities of their relationship in order to make it work. They must learn to trust each other, open up about their pasts, and stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to navigate the complexities of their relationship in order to make it work. They must learn to communicate effectively, be honest with each other, and be willing to compromise. They must also learn to trust each other, open up about their pasts, and stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. They must learn to accept each other's flaws and be willing to work through any issues that arise. They must also learn to appreciate each other's strengths and be willing to support each other through difficult times. Ultimately, Annabelle and Hugh must learn to love each other and build a strong foundation for their marriage if they want it to last. In order to make their relationship work, Annabelle and Hugh must be willing to put in the effort and time to make it successful. They must be willing to listen to each other, be patient, and be understanding. They must also be willing to forgive each other and move on from any mistakes that are made. They must learn to be supportive of each other and be willing to make sacrifices for the sake of their relationship. Annabelle and Hugh must also learn to be honest with each other and be willing to talk about any issues that arise. Ultimately, they must learn to be a team and work together to make their marriage a success. Main idea number 9. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to accept each other's flaws and imperfections in order to make their marriage successful. Idea summary: Annabelle and Hugh must learn to accept each other's flaws and imperfections in order to make their marriage successful. They must learn to trust each other, open up about their pasts, and stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to accept each other's flaws and imperfections in order to make their marriage successful. This means that they must learn to trust each other, open up about their pasts, and stand up for themselves and their relationship. They must be willing to forgive each other's mistakes and be understanding of each other's feelings. They must also be willing to compromise and work together to make their marriage a success. This means that they must be willing to put in the effort to make their marriage work, even when it is difficult. They must also be willing to communicate openly and honestly with each other, and be willing to listen to each other's opinions and perspectives. By doing this, they can create a strong foundation for their marriage and ensure that it will last for many years to come. In order to make their marriage successful, Annabelle and Hugh must also learn to accept each other's flaws and imperfections. This means that they must be willing to accept each other's differences and be understanding of each other's needs. They must also be willing to compromise and work together to make their marriage a success. This means that they must be willing to put in the effort to make their marriage work, even when it is difficult. They must also be willing to communicate openly and honestly with each other, and be willing to listen to each other's opinions and perspectives. By doing this, they can create a strong foundation for their marriage and ensure that it will last for many years to come. Main idea number 10. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to forgive each other and move past their mistakes in order to make their marriage work. Idea summary: Annabelle and Hugh must learn to forgive each other and move past their mistakes in order to make their marriage work. They must learn to trust each other, open up about their pasts, and stand up for themselves and their relationship in order to prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. Annabelle and Hugh must learn to forgive each other and move past their mistakes in order to make their marriage work. This means that they must learn to trust each other, open up about their pasts, and stand up for themselves and their relationship. They must be willing to accept each other's flaws and forgive each other for any wrongdoings. They must also be willing to communicate openly and honestly, and be willing to compromise when necessary. This will help them to build a strong foundation for their marriage and prove that their marriage is more than just a business transaction. In order to make their marriage work, Annabelle and Hugh must also learn to be patient with each other. They must be willing to take the time to understand each other's perspectives and feelings, and be willing to work through any disagreements or misunderstandings. They must also be willing to accept each other's differences and be willing to compromise in order to find common ground. This will help them to build a strong and lasting relationship. Finally, Annabelle and Hugh must learn to forgive each other and move past their mistakes in order to make their marriage work. They must be willing to forgive each other for any wrongdoings and be willing to move forward with a clean slate. This will help them to create a strong and healthy marriage that will last for years to come.